sister of her friend Howie Kemp was sticky, crummy, into everything, and always had to have her own way. "And behave yourself," said Mr. Quimby. "Willa Jean is company." Not my company, thought Ramona, who saw quite enough of Willa Jean when she played at Howie's house. If Howie can't come to the brunch because he has a cold, why can't Willa Jean stay home with their grandmother too? Ramona asked. I really don't know, said Ramona's mother. That isn't the way things worked out. When the Kemps asked if they could bring Willa Jean, I could hardly say no. I could, thought Ramona, deciding that since Willa Jean, welcome or not, was coming to the brunch, she had better prepare to defend her possessions. She went to her room, where she swept her best crayons and drawing paper into a drawer and covered them with her pajamas. Her Christmas roller skates and favorite toys, battered stuffed animals that she rarely played with but still loved, went into the corner of her closet. There she hid them under her bathrobe and shut the door tight. But what could she find to amuse Willa Jean? If Willa Jean did not have something to play with, she would run tattling to the grown-ups.
Ramona hid her toys!
Ramona laid a stuffed snake on her bed, then doubted if even Willa Jean could love a stuffed snake. What Ramona needed was a present for Willa Jean, a present wrapped and tied with a good hard knot, a present that would take a long time to unwrap. Next to receiving presents, Ramona liked to give presents, and if she gave Willa Jean a present today, she would not only have the fun of giving, but of knowing the grown-ups would think, "Isn't Ramona kind? Isn't she generous to give Willa Jean a present? And so soon after Christmas, too." They would look at Ramona in her new red and green plaid slacks and red turtleneck sweater and say, "Ramona is one of Santa's helpers, a regular little Christmas elf." Ramona smiled at herself in the mirror and was pleased. Two of her most important teeth were only halfway in, which made her look like a jack-o'-lantern, but she did not mind. If she had grown-up teeth, the rest of her face would catch up some day. Over her shoulder, she saw reflected in the mirror a half-empty box of Kleenex on the floor beside her bed. Kleenex. That was the answer to a present for Willa Jean. She ran into the kitchen, where Beezus was beating muffin batter while her father fried sausages, and her mother struggled to unmold a large gelatin salad onto a plate covered with lettuce. A present is a good idea, agreed Mrs. Quimby, when Ramona asked permission, but a box of Kleenex doesn't seem like much of a present. She shook the mold. The salad refused to slide out. Her face was flushed, and she glanced at the clock on the stove. Ramona was insistent. "Willa Jean would like it. I know she would." There was no time for explaining what Willa Jean was to do with the Kleenex. Mrs. Quimby was having her problems with the stubborn salad. "All right," she consented. "There's an extra box in the bathroom cupboard." The salad slid slowly from the mold and rested green and shimmering on the lettuce. By the time Ramona had wrapped a large box of Kleenex in leftover Christmas paper, the guests had begun to arrive. First came the Huggins and McCarthys and little Mrs. Swink in a bright green pantsuit. Umbrellas were leaned outside the front door, coats taken into the bedroom, and the usual grown-up remarks exchanged. "Happy New Year! Good to see you! We thought we would have to swim over. It's raining so hard. Do you think this rain will ever stop? Who says it's raining? This is good old Oregon sunshine." Ramona felt she had heard that joke 1,000,000 times, and she was only in the second grade. Then Mr. Huggins said to Ramona's father, "Congratulations, I hear you have a new job." "That's right," said Mr. Quimby. "Starts tomorrow." "Great," said Mr. Huggins, and Ramona silently agreed. Having a father without a job had been hard on the whole family. Then Mrs. Swink smiled at Ramona and said, "My Juanita, you're getting to be a big girl. How old are you? I can't keep track." Should Ramona tell Mrs. Swink her name was not Juanita? No, Mrs. Swink was very old and should be treated with courtesy. Last year, Ramona would have spoken up and said, "My name is not Juanita, it's Ramona." Not this year. The room fell silent as Ramona answered, "I'm 7½ right now." She was proud of herself for speaking so politely. There was soft laughter from the grown-ups, which embarrassed Ramona. Why did they have to laugh? She was 7½ right now. She would not be 7½ forever. Then the Grumbys arrived, followed by Howie's mother and father, the Kemps, and, of course, Willa Jean. Although Willa Jean was perfectly capable of walking, her father was carrying her so she would not get her little white shoes and socks wet. Willa Jean, in turn, was carrying a big stuffed bear. When Miss